Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Okay, did you know that the average American has $90,000 in consumer debt? Maybe you knew that before, but haven't revisited that lately. According to Experian data, you may have a credit card or tool in your wallet, and you wouldn't be alone. There's over $756 billion in outstanding credit card debt in the United States, and approximately 95% of adults have a credit card open in their name, according to Experian data from the third quarter of 2020. So every month should be Financial Literacy Month. Now, you don't have to wait for next April to deploy financial literacy programs. The best time is now. There are so many different ways to adapt or develop a curriculum. You can use the ABA's curriculum, you can partner with a CDFI or a nonprofit, or develop or adopt your own curriculum. You can easily develop your own curriculum or customize it using a program like Bonsai or EverFi as well. So there's many different options for you to choose from. Do it alone or do it with someone else. Either way, we need to all band together and help raise the next generation of financial literate families. Anyway, don't wait for next April to focus on your financial literacy efforts. I hope that was a helpful reminder to keep that top of mind. Until next time, bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.